which doesn't happen with poor people. So that was one of the sources of wealth. And then the Gemara tells us a story with a ship, that in the ship there was a hoard of treasure that was hidden in the prow of the ship, and it broke off and it landed in Rabbi Akiva's backyard, and he came into wealth from that. And the third story, which is even more, the Gemara, I mean, it's more mind-boggling, is that after his wife had died, when Rabbi Akiva was already older, the Roman governor of Judea under Hadrian, a vicious and evil but intelligent person, was Turnus Rufus. The Gemara calls him Turnus Rufus or Russia, the evil Turnus Rufus. His Latin name is Tinius Rufus. And that he used to engage in debates with the Jews. And Rabbi Akiva was always the representative of the Jews. And he would naturally would mock him, etc., etc. But the Talmud tells us that the wife of Turnus Rufus, who was a very beautiful and talented woman, was most impressed by Rabbi Akiva. And the Talmud tells us that she converted. Turnus Rufus died, she converted, and she married Rabbi Akiva. And that Turnus Rufus's wealth ended up with Rabbi Akiva, which is also, you know, a pretty good story. The Talmud tells us Rabbi Akiva Yad Aniyim. Rabbi Akiva was the gabbai for all the poor people in Israel. Millions of dollars went through his hands. He supported all the poor people. He ran the welfare program, so to speak. The Gemara says that if you gave something to Rabbi Akiva that was Yad Aniyim, you gave it directly into the hands of the poor man. Rabbi Akiva was in charge of it. So you see a person of so many dimensions, with such a lifetime of events. Rabbi Akiva traveled throughout the Jewish world to strengthen the Jewish people. He was in Rome many times. We have records he was in Alexandria, he was in Antioch, in Syria, he was in Greece, he was in Asia Minor, in Turkey. Traveled throughout the world. And the Gemara always tells us of his events on the ships and his discussions in Halacha with the other rabbis. Rabbi Akiva had tens of thousands of students, the largest yeshiva probably in the world. The Talmud tells us 24,000 students. And the Gemara tells us they all died in the period of Sfira, between Pesach and Shavuos. In that period of time, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. Again, it's not clear whether they died in the revolt and the Romans killed them, whether they died of a plague. The Talmud says that they died because they didn't behave well towards one another. The Talmud always looks for the underlying reason. How could God allow that to happen? And apparently, if they had the privilege of the great Rabbi Akiva being the Rebbe, they were held to a higher standard of human behavior among themselves, in their group, and in not living up to it, so therefore this disaster came upon them. If you go today to Tiberias, to Tveria, there's a cave where Rabbi Akiva, by tradition, is buried at the top of a tall hill. And that entire hill is a cemetery. And in that hill are buried the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, as we know, was executed by the Emperor Hadrian. And he was executed in a fearful, torturous manner, that his skin was flayed from him with iron cones. And the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Akiva at his death rejoiced because of the fact, he said, all of my life I waited to see what it meant, b'chol levovecha, b'chol nafshecha, how does a person worship